Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. Here coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Well, it is Friday, and Friday we bring you the wonderful sounds of Father Adriano Zandoná coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. And Father Adriano is in his third of his three-part series of Healing for Women, based on his book that you can actually find on Amazon, but it is in Portuguese. But if you look up Father Adriano Zandoná on Amazon.com, and if you happen to speak Portuguese, you'll find the book right there. You can also find, if you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, you'll find his English language music that you can find there. So he's very versatile. He's one of many priests I know from Brazil who are very, very versatile. And he comes to us all the way from just north, 3 hours north of the Tropic of Capricorn.
Hello, Father Bob. Hello, my dear listeners. Father Adriano Zandoná here with you all again. And as you've been following here in our radio show, I've been reflecting a specific message to the women. I've been sharing with you a little bit about one of the books I've written, that deals with inner healing for women. And I'm very glad to be able to talk about it, because I have to tell you, I only was able to overcome a lot of barriers in my life. I went through rough times when I was a teenager, and God gave me, despite of the many mistakes I've made at that time, God gave me a great mother. My mother always prayed for me. My mother always gave to me amazing pieces of advice, and through her insistence, through her prayers, I was able to got rid of a lot of bad things in my life when I was a teenager. And so I came back to God, and I discovered my calling in God, and I became a priest because of my mother's prayer, my mother's testimony at home. And I have a lot of cousins, female cousins, a lot of sisters. And since I was a child, I had to learn how to deal with women. I was able to learn amazing things from my sisters, my mother, my female cousins. And so that I'm very grateful to you all women, because you've been making this world into a great, a better place for every one of us. We need you all. We need your prayers. We need your friendship. You are a blessing for every one of us. God bless you all in your mission. Well, I've been reflecting about it, about my book called Healing a Woman's Soul. And last Friday, I told you, I just introduced the amazing female virtues that I've learned from the virtuous women in the Bible. And I've mentioned last Friday the first of these virtues, of these gifts that were the gift of educate and influencing people. Let's continue reflecting about it. Well, we can... every woman has the gift of a deep intuition or sensibility. It seems that women can easily see the world through the lens of their heart, and so they can deeply feel the world and notice people's necessities and suffering. We can easily see it in Virgin Mary. When she was at the wedding in Cana, according to John's Gospel, chapter 2, verse from 1 to 11, they ended up running out of wine in the middle of the wedding party. And that was a terrible shame for the new couple and their families. Mary had a deep sensibility to notice that they were in trouble and brought their need to Jesus' attention. And so Jesus performed his first miracle there, turning water into wine. Mary was able to notice that. You all women, you have this gift to realize, to notice the details of life, the details of people's necessities. It's amazing. It's great. It's a gift from heaven. You all women have been gifted by heaven with such great intuition and sensibility, and it makes you all very remarkable in all your families, jobs, universities, and even more, because you bring kindness and care into our hard world. You all women have a great natural generosity as well, and we easily notice that when we look at mothers. A mother constantly lives a self-giving love, which St. Thomas Aquinas called amoris amititia. A mother can avoid eating to feed her child. She constantly gives of herself, her own body, milk, and care to give life to her child. And it is so demanding and so beautiful as well. Women also have the gift of resilience and persistence, and they are physiologically stronger than men to bear pain. This is because since she was a little girl, she had to face physical transformation that adds some sort of pain to her body. She faces such a great transformation and pain in her pregnancy as well, and it seems that when a woman gives birth to a baby, it ends up adding a great strength that makes her able to bear every suffering to protect and take care of her children, her child. We can easily see the women's resilience in action in the passage in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 26, in which the Canaanite women met Jesus. For her, it was almost impossible to achieve something from Jesus, because she came from a people that were really hated by the Jewish people. And because she was a woman, addressing a Jewish man, which was not allowed at that time. She was completely overwhelmed by her daughter's disease and begged Jesus for her daughter's cure. Jesus rudely denied her request, but it could not stop her from achieving her goal. She humbly, persistently insisted with him, and Jesus agreed to heal her daughter. Well, every woman also has a great gift of intercession before God, which is clearly shown by Queen Esther. She lived in a hard time for her people, in which they had been enslaved by a pagan people. She had been chosen by the king to be his wife, but at that time her people had been condemned to be slaughtered. And the king was not aware of her Jewish ancestry. And one of his deceitful officers had falsely accused them. According to the tradition of that time, the queen could not present herself before the king without being invited by him. Intruding on the king could cost her life, and she could be condemned to death. So she was in great trouble, wasn't she? Esther came to the decision to beseech the king's compassion for her people. But before that, she spent 3 days in prayer and fasting before the Lord. Through that, she could achieve her goal by preventing her people from certain death. Esther appeared before the king and begged for his clemency. He accepted her request and saved her people. After that, he condemned her accuser to death. So, like Esther, you women can face any battle through prayer and intercession before the Lord. Don't fight against people. Instead, fight in prayer against all your troubles and difficulties. Fight against the devil in prayer. Your prayer has a great power and God will listen to you. Be sure about it. Well, we ended up running out of time and I'm gonna pray. And we'll have a fourth episode of the subject, Healing Women's Soul. And next Friday, I'll be right back in order to wrap up. Our amazing Lord, thank you because we can understand that you has entrusted every woman with a great mission, a great purpose in this world. Bless, Lord, every woman. Bless, Lord, our mothers, the nuns. Bless our sisters, the wives, every woman. Be reached by you right now, God. Please, send your Holy Spirit upon the women. Send your Holy Spirit upon every one of us right now. We need your guidance. We need your love. We need the healing power of the Holy Spirit, breaking the chains of sadness, of wounds inside us. Come, Holy Spirit, bless all of us, Lord. We need you. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. See you next Friday.
Thank you, Father Adriano. And of course, it's Father Adriano Zandana coming to us all the way from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. By the way, the name of the book that he mentions, it's in Portuguese, but if you look up Adriano Zandana on Amazon, you should find it. It's called Acorda Alma Feminina, Resgatando a Verdadeira Essência da Mulher, which means the healing of the feminine soul, rescuing the true essence of the woman. It's in Portuguese, and there is no English version of it, at least at this point. But if you happen to read Portuguese, or if you know a way to translate, or even however, you can find that book. Father Adriano Zandana. I say don't put father there, just put Adriano Zandana, because in Portuguese it's padre, and it's just it's easier to be able to find it just with the last names without the father, because you're not sure if it's the Portuguese version or the English version. Anyway, you look it up on Amazon. Have yourself a blessed weekend. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.